Can one, we do one, it? One. You
everyone say one, two in the mic. One,
two, one, two.
Un, dos, tres, cuatros, cinco, siete.
One, two, one, two.
Yeah,
one.
They're all flying. They're all good.
Right. Got in the car this morning. Yeah.
Wow. Well done.
It reeked.
Yeah, you were, mate, when on about it like the farts in the way back, it was fucking
bad.
Disgraceful. You started though as well, because I'm happy to have a truce of no farts, but he's not willing to do
No, I do not believe that for 1 second, because both of you individually came to me and went, do you know what? The car later is going to stink. So I know that you were both planning to out-fart each other.
No, this is the thing though. I never used to be like this. In Liverpool, I used to hold them in out of place.
You're saying that Theo brings the best out of you?
He brings the fart out of me.
This is the weirdest thing, he said, I might have developed a tick, like. So his tick.
Yeah, we know what it is.
Every time he farts, he has to say safety, otherwise he's going to get beat up.
Oh, no, that's not a tick. That's what you did at school.
Yeah, no, but now it's ingrained in my brain. Like,
I see.
Like, awesome.
No, your thing. Tick is going, ooh.
It was like 1 a.m.
after every sentence.
Leicester, and you just go, safety.
Well, that's how you know if I fart, because if there's a smell and you haven't heard me say safety, you know it's definitely not me.
That's not true. That is not true because you were shitting your pants constantly when we were playing.
Yeah, sometimes I whisper safety.
One of the activities yesterday.
Yeah, but if it don't be weird, I saw go.
And then Yayan in the back. He was doing it as well
because I turned to him and I was like, "Oh, did you fart?" And he went, "No." And then I asked you to, and then back to him, and he was like, "Oh, okay, yeah."
He ate the most. Do you know what the mat?
He did have a 3-course meal at the game.
He had a burger and a hot dog beforehand.
I didn't even want the hot dog, but I was like, fuck it.
Also, shall we address the elephant in the room? Because we haven't really done it yet.
What is that?
This is the first time the podcast is called Backside.
Oh, yeah, that is true.
And
purple lights.
And purple lights, because every 10K subs on the channel, something additional will be added to the set.
Because you've been absolutely slating us saying how shit the set is.
Yeah, correct.
Fair play.
Which we know.
So we've gone from it being all white to slightly purple.
Yeah, also, can I just say, lads, number one podcast in the UK.
For two days straight, which is hard.
Comedy, it would have been a week straight.
Number one comedy charts. Sorry, fellas, pull your finger out and start treating the number one podcast under the studio and get us a set.
We're not even the number one podcast in the studio.
We don't even need to address the fellas anymore. We address Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan needs to hold that.
Yeah.
He sat looking at the charts today going, who is backside?
Say what, Stephen Bartlett needs to hold that.
What?
Because he'd be beating him as well.
What? Are you crying because that's what they do on Diary CEO? All right. He needs to hold that. Shall we get into some stuff that obviously seems to be a recurring theme in this podcast?
Go on.
Dreams.
Yeah.
Because do you know what? For the first time in my life, I wrote down a dream I had the other day that was so vivid because I was like, fuck, I've got to save this for the pod. I won't tell anyone. So I'll tell you a story.
There you go.
Don't cut me off.
I also had a vivid dream last night, which I remember every single detail.
Why?
It's a short one.
I've got a short one.
Do you know why you remember
that? You go.
I've written it down as a paragraph, by the way, because it was so vibrant.
When you're like extra tired and like a bit hallucinating from driving until 2 a.m, you have these weird dreams that you'll remember.
Probably right.
Ignore the context because it's a dream. Nothing makes sense.
No,
we will be dissected.
Of course.
We need to get a dream expert on
We should do that as a pod. Oh, yeah.
I already know
what's going to happen at the end of this. Someone's going to infer that I'm about to get bummed. But right. So basically, it's me versus Novak Djokovic, but we're playing on a court that's made of water.
Whoa.
So it's a tennis court, but it's made of water. However, in a dream, we're using jet boots for some weird ability.
You're standing on top of the water.
Yeah, we can fly. Like, it's not a normal...
It's still a bit plodgy.
Yeah. So the ball bounces, but if there's a wave, it diverts off the water and he's battering me, right?
You're fully stood up on the water.
Correct.
Or you're almost submerged.
Jesus style. We're just walking on water. Yeah, exactly that. Anyway... I've beaten him with an Under Armour serve to win the entire...
Under Armour?
Yeah.
The new sponsor?
Sorry, Under Armour serve to win the entire championship. And then suddenly, I'm flying about with a picture of Djokovic in my hand saying, have you seen this man? And then, for some weird reason, over the stereo in my mind, the song is playing, I get knocked down, but I get up again. You're never going to keep me down. But it's so weird, right? That I woke up and you know, like when you can't get a song out of your head,
yeah.
Started singing the song.
Wow. So
I've woken up and I started singing, I get knocked down, but I can't now, forget.
Is that the end of the dream?
That's the end of the
dream.
That
is very vivid.
I have a few questions for you.
Yeah, go ahead, man.
I already know what that infers, by the way. I've known people who've had similar dreams to that. And
oh, yeah?
You want to be bummed by no,
Djokovic on a waterbed.
My one was really short and brief, but just weird. It made no sense.
I wonder where this is going.
No one bummed me that I can remember. It was... I had a text.
Weird, actually. You told me you had a dream like that.
I did. No, that was another dream I had.
No, you need to
tell that. But yesterday, and I don't know why, because I don't think we spoke about him. I had a text from Randolph, who I've met like once.
Yeah.
Just saying. You had a text from him.
No,
I've
got his number.
This
is the dream, Theo. He didn't actually play Novak Djokovic.
Yeah, no, on a court full of water where we could float.
I had a dream from Randolph saying, hi, mate. No, it's really random, but I don't suppose you want to grab a Nando's on the 15th or 16th. Because I'll be up near Birmingham. And then I remember in the dream checking my diary and going, oh, I'm actually filming the 15th, 16th down in London, but I'm free the 24th, 25th. And he went, oh, no, can do.
And you woke up?
That was it.
Oh my God, that is weird.
What the fuck am I having dreams about Randall?
Wait, have you maybe that happened, home? Maybe man. That did happen.
I don't have his number. We don't follow each other on anything. I've met him once.
You need to go, that's a sign.
Twice,
you need,
no.
That's a sign you need to go Nando's.
You need to go Nando's.
No, three times. I've met him like three
make
times.
Make your dreams reality, bro.
Yeah, you need that. Something's going to happen.
And I do really like him, but...
Can you tell me the one that you randomly told me the other day?
Okay, this one is strange. What? Oh, I can't remember it. What?
All right, fair enough.
I got bombed by my
phone. No, basically, I had a vivid dream of me getting like... not.
You can't set this up like this.
Not by John Cena.
No. I don't remember the actual... Oh, this is so weird to explain. I don't remember it actually... I don't remember it happening.
So flustered.
No, I don't... But I don't, like, the
you
dream...
Like that.
No. Yeah, the dream, I wasn't there.
Point to where you
I wasn't there getting bummed. I remember the dream was... I knew I'd just been like
bombed,
and then I remember sitting there in my bed and my arse was throbbing.
Jesus Christ,
it is true.
It wasn't enjoyable.
Yeah, that's not good.
I promise you.
When you woke up,
I really didn't like it. No, I didn't like it.
When you woke up, were you like, oh, a bit uncomfortable?
No, I woke
it's
up.
My first wet dream.
Yeah, oh yeah, I woke up. Yeah, do you remember last episode I said I had a wet dream?
Yeah. Things have changed.
I remember waking up and just being like, oh, what a day to wake up. And then I was like, what the hell?
What
and then
hell?
I went and told Willie, you met my roommate. I went and told him that, and he was like, that wasn't a dream, Tommy. But yeah, so I basically had, I can't remember exactly.
You told me you woke up next to your roommate and then you have to change the story a bit.
That's like almost as close to what happened with you in Bahrain, right?
No, but you're having sex dreams though. So this is actually going back to episode one.
What am I doing, by the way? Actually telling like thousands of people that I got fucking.
It's vulnerability,
bummed.
Man. People appreciate.
Bummed in a dream.
People appreciate like being relatable.
Well, I'm already. People already think I swing that way.
No, that's what I'm saying. You can't really. People already presume you're dreaming about this, anyways. So
yeah, that's true. That is actually very true.
Also, all dreams are hypothetical.
Are they? Because now I'm questioning myself. Am I?
But who cares?
That's fine, though.
Who cares, bro?
And that's what that
is. This diary of the CEO right now?
Yeah, this is
get a couple more tears. Well,
therapy
actually,
side.
Yeah, I was gonna. Yeah. Shall I? Have I got to create something for him?
Yeah, well, I wanted to say. Yeah. So I want to say off the back of the episode, I thought your dreams are really weird. So I asked Theo to start keeping a dream journal daily.
Yeah,
they're not actually that weird.
So
okay, well,
who knows?
I think we'll be the
Theo's
that
got a dream, and we're gonna hear it.
Ooh, shouldn't it be shouldn't it be like Theo had a dream?
And he's gonna hear it. That's what he said.
Like you know the football chant.
Dreams can come true.
Like Vichai had a dream.
I had a dream.
Oh right, yeah, but I just thought I'd make a different one.
So you said it's original. That can't be copyright.
Theo had a dream. Ding. I had a dream three times.
Monkey news.
Oh, tickle the through each day.
So, Theo had a dream.
So if I don't write it down, then I don't remember it. I found.
Okay.
So what do you I'll just like, wait for it to come in your head?
No, but I'll be like,
you've been writing them down then.
I'll be writing them down like half asleep. So I've got four of them.
Sorry, do you like wake up in the middle of the night and go, must write this for backside?
Pretty much.
Back to sleep.
So you have a dream every night, pretty much?
No, what I've realised is, no, I don't.
I asked them to die when I
even... Well, was on, really? Yeah. On Saturday, I dreamt that I had a Labrador, but it was Win.
Right.
That was it. That's all I remember.
Fucking hell.
Yeah. Sunday, this is a bit sad, I can't lie, but...
You dreamed about your ex?
Sunday, I dreamt that Salah scored 2 against Everton and I broke 100 points. Monday was kind of cute and a bit embarrassed to say this actually in front of you.
Is it about me?
Yeah.
Oh!
But also, it's almost like a bit presumptuous that you're going to even ask me. Monday, I was planning Reeves' best man speech.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. That is sad.
Yeah.
I know what that means as well.
I want to be one by Reeves.
Yep.
Hey.
And then Tuesday, so this morning, we were in a car and we were getting a tour of Middlesbrough, like in the countryside, but Middlesbrough was the Seven Sisters Road.
That makes a lot of sense though, because we were filming a hometown video yesterday.
Oh, fuck yeah. But it was Seven Sisters, but in Middlesbrough.
Yeah.
And we were with you guys and you were the lead tour guide.
Yeah.
So it was my hometown bit.
Makes a lot of sense.
It's merged all of our hometowns.
Yeah. And then
we
went through like a rural village called Tarring.
But why is Tarring?
I don't know. But and we all were going like in the car, we're like, Tarring. Tarring.
I find that.
But yeah, man.
I find that interesting that you dream about stuff that's recently happened. Whereas it's I tend to dream about stuff that just doesn't exist.
He's dreaming about the day he's just had.
Yeah,
that means you have more of an imagination and he's a bit dense.
Okay, you're just dreaming about the day that you
just it's just recapping everything that happened.
Next week it'll be fucking, I had a dream that we filmed a live stream and then we filmed the podcast. No,
so I don't really have a lot going up there. It just hits my head.
Don't say that.
No, but it's true. It does hit. I find it struggle to
I don't understand what you mean when you say this.
When we do the quiz, it's just emptiness. Until
it doesn't
something
make
like,
sense. I do, what are you thinking
but
right
I
now?
I can't doubt.
So you're honestly telling me that when you're answering a quiz question, you're cycling through answers.
Yeah.
It's like the other day when he said Bristol Rovers, as soon as he said Bristol Rovers, I'm thinking of players I know who've played for Bristol Rovers.
Yeah.
And then when he says the next team, you're piecing it together. Yeah. It's not that hard.
Oh, man, I
don't believe that. That is not that hard.
I was saying this to him because I can talk to a use now. And in my head, I'm thinking he's a bastard or like he's a knobhead.
Why would you do that?
I'm just saying, I can't solve
you know,
at
sometimes
you right
it's better to keep those intrusive thoughts to yourself. Like.
So, do you not have intrusive thoughts?
Don't know.
It's like if I say to you now, F1 drivers in your head, you're immediately going Leclerc, Hamilton, Vettel, Norris.
I've only got Lando Norris.
Jesus Christ. Well,
everyone's different, man.
No, you legitimately can't say things out loud now. As I'm doing this, I'm thinking of something completely different in my
that's
head.
Fucking crazy. That's
can you imagine anything? Can you picture something? Like an elephant in roller skates?
What's a house going on right there?
No, I didn't ask for that.
I do.
Can you create an elephant in your head now?
Can you picture an elephant in roller skates now? Oh, I can.
Yeah.
Go on.
Comfortably.
Yeah.
There you go.
Why does he look so good?
Although what I do sometimes is, and usually when it's important, if someone's talking to me and telling me something important or explaining something, I will stare at them, listen to the words, but I'm just looking at them and nothing's going in. And I'm saying
and that's
nothing.
Going
and then
in.
After two,
so you sort of understand.
And then after 2 minutes, I'm sat there going, I don't have a clue what's just been said there.
Mate.
Even though I'm going, yeah.
That might be a focus issue though, not actually.
But you know what? Yeah. Do it with Chip all the time, right? You talk to Chip. And it would be like text. And then
no, but that's because he's thinking of something completely different whilst
you're
actually
talking
in that.
I say, how are you not hearing me? I physically don't understand.
But that's like
because he's not concentrating.
Yeah, that's like a society technology overrun dopamine issue.
Well, sing us out of Theo's dream journal.
I've got a.
That was Theo's dream.
I've got a bit of an announcement, actually. I probably should have said it at the start of the. Start of the video.
Yeah, go on.
Huh?
Got a bit of announcement, lads.
You having a kid?
Almost.
Oh.
Yeah.
You value this on this, just before you tell them, you value this on the same level as having a child.
Well, yeah, I cried.
Okay, fair enough.
I did cry.
You cried. Oh, I'm so ready for this to be something you shouldn't
before,
cry
hang on,
over.
Hang on. Before he says it, as a person that knows, do you want to have a few guesses?
Yeah, so something he cried over. Right, this is what I'm...
Jody gave him the last donut of a pack.
The same as happened at Shire.
No, I reckon it's like a return and food item at McDonald's. They're bringing back the salsa chicken legend.
That would make me cry.
That is actually really it's not going to be something. And Mbappe's doing another video with you.
That is happening tomorrow, yeah, but that's not what I cried about.
Oh.
What would he cry over?
That's so weird you said that.
It might be something big, but for Theo, like, you're going to cry over. It's what's important to Theo is your hip, something with his hip, so he can play football again.
Oh. You've been cleared to kick a football. You've been cleared to...
You're cleared to play football.
No.
Oh. Here we go, then.
Your boy is playing... It's Soccer Aid!
Oh, yeah!
Oh, that's sick! Are you really?
Yeah.
That's actually sick.
Your life has built up to this moment.
Explain why.
Reason why I cried when it happened was...
Because
you're a wimp.
So I didn't get asked. I was in a competition.
I just said I'm doing it.
I'm just turning up.
I know the address and I'm just going
to... we're all playing.
I was part of a competition with 10 other like YouTuber influencers.
Right.
And the winner of the competition played in Soccer Aid.
How'd you win?
So there were 6 challenges and within each challenge, like one person would get 2 points and 2 people would get 1 point. So it was like loads of different football challenges.
Oh, a football challenge. Oh, there's football a video challenge. Of it,
yeah,
was
video's coming out soon. And long story short, the 2 people who made it out of the group had to do a penalty shootout, and whoever won the penalty shootout played in Soccer Aid.
Jesus.
Oh my God, I've never been... This was the most nerve-wracking day of my life. So people you know that were there, Thogden, Leah Lewis, Danny Aarons.
Who was...
in the final with me.
Oh.
Me and Danny.
Were you able to keep this in, by the way?
Yeah. Because we could get announced on Friday.
Awesome.
So... We had like, so it was like...
Who's in goal?
Oh, he's unreal.
Was it?
He was unreal. It's
like, were you probably like trying to sweaty and really try hard?
No. Well, the challenges were really fucking hard, to be honest, some of them. Like one of them was like closest to the flag on like the edge of the pitch. I got within a foot.
Where, how far from?
From about 60 meters.
Oh, nice.
With my weak foot. I did the entire thing left footed.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's embarrassing for the others, isn't it?
Wait, so you beat everyone left footed to...
That's really embarrassing for everyone else. No. You're all shit.
But the reason that you think that they weren't as good as they probably usually are is because the pressure. Nerves. Yeah.
The think about this moment. Everyone is playing to play in Soccer Aid, right? And for everyone there, it means the world. So the pressure and mate, some people were physically like shaking with nerves. I could feel it. The reason why I felt less pressure, even though I wanted just as much, was because of my left foot.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not expected to win.
Mm.
So I think that actually helped me in the challenges. Danny was in the final with one challenge to go. You got enough points.
The others.
Danny feels like a guy that probably doesn't feel nerve.
I know, but he's seen him kick a football.
Really?
Have you seen him kick a football?
The reason why he got in the final was... on one of the challenges, he hit crossbar and it bounced back, so you get 3 points as a bonus point. No one else did that.
Oh, shit.
That put him in the final. And he was the only person to get it in the top bins. You only get 2.
I saw that one.
And it was unreal. So when he needed to, he nailed it, and that's got him in the final. Same with me. I hit crossbar and fucking nailed it. Last kick, you had to like push it in a little goal to the left and the right. First one, it comes at me, like knuckleballs on the ball launcher. It hits my knees. I'm like, oh my God. I've left it down to my last kick to get me in the final. I've never felt nerves like it.
Are you
outside of the boot?
Do they pay you?
No.
Which team are you in?
Charities.
Are you in the England team then?
Rest of the world.
Rest of the world.
Are you allowed to say who's in your team? Or is the lineup coming out Friday?
The people have been announced already. Yeah,
okay.
Why are you on the rest of the world?
Because it's rest of the world because the other YouTuber playing is on England.
Philly.
No, Simon. Mini Minter.
Is it?
Is he in Soccer Aid?
Yeah.
What, is Philly not playing this year?
I don't know.
Don't think
I
so.
Don't know. I don't think so.
There's usually more than one YouTuber, isn't there?
It's just
yeah, there's two now.
Yeah, two.
Wow. Yeah.
Simon on England, me on the rest of the world, so me and Simon. Mate, the penalty shootout, oh my God. So me and Dan are in the final. When I tell this, I've never, like, you know when you think like, oh, Champions League final penalty, the pressure. I know it's not a Champions League final or World Cup final.
Yeah. Your Champions
League
final.
But it's our Champions League final, our World Cup final, and oh my God. First penalty Danny takes, it's going top corner. I'm talking, he's rifled this. The keeper, I've never seen a save this in my life. He's touched it onto the bar and we're just sitting there like, what?
Yeah.
How many pens did you get? 5?
5 pens, yeah.
How many did you score?
So when Danny misses first, and I think when that happened, I was like, he probably thinking, mate, how...
Wait, so it's what, you, Danny, you, like, in that, okay, yeah.
In my head, I was like, he must have thought, Mate, I've just done like the best penalty I've ever taken in my life. And I've never seen a save that good. In my life. You'll see it and you'll be like, oh my God. Second penalty, he saved my penalty. And I'm like, it's 2 out of 2.
Yeah.
Oh no, Danny missed his second, sorry. I score. So I go 1-0 up. Danny then scores. So it's 1-1. And then I score 2-1. Danny then misses over the bar again. And I think if I've worked out, I might have missed it. But basically, it came down to if I score this penalty, I play in Soccer Aid. Bottom corner, goal. And I'm like...
Did you cry there?
I felt very emotional, yeah. But I actually didn't... The only time I cried was when I turned around, I saw Danny. I felt so bad.
Was he gutted?
He was so heartbroken.
Oh,
I felt awful. Yeah. I felt really awful.
Someone's got to lose, haven't you?
Take pleasure in it.
No, because
I'm not losing to his left foot.
No mercy, man. You should have laughed at him.
If I wasn't me to win, I wanted Danny to win, right? So, and I knew how much he wanted it as well as me. So I felt really...
Let's not play that game. Yeah, right? Yeah, not one single shred of you wanted Danny to win.
If I didn't win.
But did you want to lose at all?
No.
So no part of you wanted him to win, so fuck him.
No way. He's a lovely guy.
Yeah, I love Danny, but wait, all's fair in fucking
it was a YouTube. Crazy feeling though.
All's fair in
YouTube and Soccer Aid.
In Soccer Aid and
more. You know what though, mate? Pressure on, I've never felt pressure like that on
what?
Like,
sorry,
is this and I said in the morning, I said, isn't it mad, yeah, that someone might have the opportunity to take a penalty to put them in Soccer Aid? It was me.
Wow.
You woke up in the morning, that's went to the crazy. Mirror and went, today someone's going to have the opportunity to take a penalty for Soccer Aid.
No, but I did say Soccer Aid, yeah.
That's fucking hell. I'll get involved.
Dirty bastard.
People that have been announced.
Oh, boys, man. Come on.
Pochettino as a manager. Usain Bolt, Hazard, Roberto Carlos.
That's sick.
Yeah. England team, we've got Robbie Williams, Paddy McGuinness, Frank Lampard, David James, Seaman.
They couldn't have two on the same team.
Jermaine Defoe, Jack Wilshere. Stephen Bartlett, some Mo Farah.
So can I ask you a question? As someone who, and this isn't me trying to be cool or whatever, I wouldn't...
I don't know any of those people.
No, obviously I know everyone, and I know Soccer Aid, I know, but it doesn't interest me at all.
No, it's a good Sunday afternoon to watch it, though. I always put it on in the background.
I think I've watched it once about 10 years ago.
I watch it every year, mate. I would love it.
Yeah, so what I'm going to ask you is, because I don't really get it, why are you so happy or so was so wanting to do it? What,
up,
why?
It was like the pinnacle. It's like, it
is, I was going to say, is this like your ultimate like bucket
the pinnacle
list
of what though? That's
just
what I'm
like,
this is
charity
what
I'm, just living out of football's dream. Right. They used to do it like the London Stadium. Done it.
My
Old
destiny.
Trafford.
Like to feel like a footballer, basically. Like a footballer, okay,
yeah.
Got you.
And it's not just like, you know how like Simon Charity Match, right? All these YouTube.
But surely like, surely playing at Wembley's bigger than Soccer Aid for you.
I can kind of get
no,
it.
No, but Soccer Aid in terms
nah,
of
Soccer
global,
Aid's bigger than playing in the Wembley Cup.
No, not the Wembley Cup, but like the first time playing at Wembley Football Stadium.
It's
that's
got a bit
like,
more prestige. Oh.
No, but globally, the coverage of Soccer Aid is just bigger than
oh, so you just, you know, the clouds.
So it's a profile thing, basically.
Yeah. Oh, it's on TV as well. Like, it's quite sick.
Sorry, Zane.
So it's a profile.
Yeah.
It's like, no, it's just...
maybe I could be friends with Usain Bolt.
So you cried because you're like, I'm going to be so famous.
Are you just excited to be in the
gym? I can't wait to be on ITV.
Yeah, but it's not because you do like a training thing, like 3-4 days.
Yeah. That bit is cool.
And like, you get to just hang around with all these
guys. Just get pissed with all like the ex-pros. That'd be class.
Yeah, like ask Usain Bolt. Like,
sorry. Do your legs ache?
Yeah, how quick are you now?
Do your legs ache after 100 meter race?
Yeah, like, tired legs.
Do you know what I mean though? Like,
is this your ultimate bucket list?
Yeah, number one on my list.
He's
number one on your list. Yes,
surely,
I promise you, it was.
It's ahead of children.
Ahead of kids, marriage.
Children don't get on a bucket
list. I went to Soccer Aid.
What? That's my number one priority.
Well, no, but that's not a bucket list thing to do.
Some people can't have them.
Yeah, what are you on about?
And not, but I feel like, yeah, I feel like bucket list is like doing like activities or
yeah, like having a child. Like
having and raising a child.
I know, but I feel like, but like kids is like a given for everyone as
no,
well.
No,
bro,
no,
that's
ain't, bro.
No
all.
Way.
No, in terms of if you're capable to do it.
No, some people never want children.
I've never had kids. Yeah, I never wanted them.
Some people just never want children.
I also thought a bucket list is like things that you want to see.
I just think it's skydiving.
Yeah. No, like, yeah, because like for me, like obviously, yeah, if you want kids, you want kids.
A bucket list might be, I want to make $1 million before I'm 60 or something, or
having a child is a standalone event in your life,
yeah,
which anything else on a list would be. Yeah, like you saying, I want to go skydiving. Cool, that's an event. Having a child, cool, that's an event.
I guess mine's more. I guess I'm thinking more of things you want to do before you die.
Yeah, that which is yeah.
That's even more. That's even more of an argument for what we said.
I don't think you can have it once you're dead, Lewis.
I know what one of your bucket list things is, or at least it was when you were a kid.
Full head of hair.
Mm. He had that. Becoming a stuntman.
Hell yeah, baby.
You want to be a stuntman?
Yeah, quite ironic, really, isn't it?
The world.
Basically, we went to the Fall Guy Premier the other day, and the first thing Theo came out is like, man, this is so weird because when I was a kid, I always wanted to be a stuntman.
Yeah, it was my dream.
I think how terrible of a stuntman he'd be.
No, but can you imagine
if
I pursued it as a kid, then I would know. If I pursued that instead of YouTube, then I'd know how to fall properly.
No, you as a stuntman would need a stuntman for when you're.
Yeah.
You'd have to get Jamie Vardy in to cover you.
When we were kids, we went to Disneyland Paris, right? And we saw, you know, they have the shows. We saw Tarzan.
Sure.
And I remember the guy who played Tarzan, he must have been on a rope, but in my head I thought he wasn't on a rope. He obviously just jumped.
He's just flying across Disneyland.
Basically jumped from like the top of the stairs to like the bottom of the stairs in the entire arena.
Shit, how far is that?
Yeah, I think he might.
Very far.
Like 40 meters.
Yeah. Yeah. I think he might have had
but in my head,
a harness,
like, that's
yeah.
The coolest shit I've
yeah, it is
seen.
Pretty cool.
So
it
when
is
we
pretty
got,
cool.
We got a climbing frame. We're lucky enough to get a climbing frame in the garden. And me and my brother were just like,
sorry.
You're not beating the allegations,
yeah,
mate.
Don't try and play. We were lucky enough to get a climbing frame.
Mummy and daddy scraped all of their pennies together and bought us this giant A7X 500 climbing frame that's 45 metres wide.
That is you're shameless, mate. I can't believe you've just sat there and gone, and when we got home, we were lucky enough to get a £5,000 climbing frame. We were
next door neighbours Horatio
sorry,
got one of them.
Give it. I'm sorry, you cannot give it out.
I don't have a fucking climbing frame in my house when I was growing up.
Warrington.
My surname.
You grew up playing golf.
My surname is a merger of both my parents, right? You've just said we came home and daddy erected a climbing frame in 2 days after watching Tarzan.
At the age of 10, you can't talk. Anyway, yeah, so me and my brother would just do like climbing frame and like hanging and shit, and I wanted to be a stuntman, and I looked up.
But you didn't do any of the falling part.
So would you just climb and just jump to the floor?
Well, yeah, like, you're actually triggering me right now because I still have a scar from when I ran into a climbing frame.
I'm going to have to hold that, unfortunately.
Did you not see it?
Huh?
Did you not see it?
No, I can back them up.
I was like four. I just ran into it. You're sticking out.
You're doing this,
you know, like Camp America. Camp America? Was it called Team America?
Something like
Team
that.
America.
No, Camp America.
Camp America.
Camp America.
They have,
it's
like,
when you can go and like be.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I've always referenced in a film then.
They have specific like stunt training Camp America stuff. And I was going to do that.
That's sick.
Yeah, that is.
I also knew that, actually.
My mate did it. He, yeah. Got. Hell.
Yeah,
no, it doesn't matter.
What were you in a past life, Lewis, before social media personality?
Are you guys going to come to the parade?
Absolutely, yeah.
What date is it?
9th of June.
What did you only ask me and him?
Damn.
That's true, actually. He didn't even open it up to the 3rd.
I just assumed he was coming.
You see that?
What date is it?
Yeah,
Sunday,
the
9th of June.
The what?
Sunday, the 9th of June.
And it's where?
Is that just before the Euros?
Chelsea.
Yeah.
I might be on holiday, but if I'm not, I'll come.
Yeah, if it's Chelsea, then no problem, man.
Get tickets now. It's all for UNICEF, obviously.
Oh, actually, I could swing us in the box, probably.
At Stafford Bridge?
Yeah, how would you do that?
Have you got that connection? I just know people.
How would you do that?
Interesting.
I just know people.
Do you know what? Have a box?
Huh?
She can't have a box at Stafford Bridge.
No.
Oh, she knows someone who knows someone.
We're not talking about that, are we? No, she goes in it all the time.
Who's she?
She gets invited by, like, I don't know. To be honest, I don't really know, but I think we could.
Yeah, potentially. It's
that
Chelsea,
good. Free booze. Watch Theo fucking get injured again. That'd be fun.
Yeah, it's the first straight outside the box. You better not.
Can you imagine us score?
That would
yeah,
be
maybe exactly maybe one
two. Oh, no, you should box. Really.
Yeah,
you're
you really
going to be
should.
Better than most people.
Yeah, I mean they are like retired old.
Other than
footballers.
No, other than the footballers, you're going to be better than pretty much everyone there. You're better than fucking Robbie Williams, and I know he's your hero.
You better be.
He's my hero
at football, we should say, not at life.
I went to the parade in London Stadium to see Noah Beck play, but also
that is weird.
Robbie
that you, what do you mean you went to see Noah Beck play?
Well, I went to see Robbie Williams at halftime. But he was there, no.
Wait, what?
You got man of the match.
You chose to go to soccer aid to see Noah Beck.
No, to see Robbie Williams.
You only get one and out, right? If you're like usually a soccer aid is like you do one appearance and then you'd.
No, Chunks has played
it. What are you looking at?
No, unless they like you, right? Like, yeah. It's quite hard.
I went to see Robbie Williams at half time and I saw him perform Angels, man.
Did you speak to him?
No, I was in the crowd. And he was on the pitch singing.
But you said you went to see him at half time?
Yeah, he performed at half time, so I saw him at half time.
He played and then he performed at half time?
No, he didn't play. He was like manager or something.
Anyway, going back to what I wanted to ask you, in a past life, what happened with you and this story that you were really keen to tell everyone about?
Who?
Past life? The origin?
Yeah, before you became a social media personality, Lewis, what were you doing?
He
can't remember. The problem is he can't remember a time before he was this
famous. Mate, do you want to find out about Lou, yeah? He's like, he's had so many jobs.
This is what I mean. You can't even just like...
Around the block. No, because we mentioned it before and people didn't know I was in Bahrain, but that wasn't even the government. I was in...
Slow down with your
That was normal.
This is your story time now, mate.
I was in Germany and we were talking about in the car, but I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about some of the stuff. But there was like...
Of what? Is too explicit or what?
Because, I don't know, because I signed so many documents when I worked at the station. Right, so basically, I used to work at an armed forces station.
You sign NDAs?
You sign loads of shit. I have no idea. I've got Ministry of Defence cards and shit. I don't know. Like, you just sign.
Oh, yeah. It's probably like, best not to.
But you can't talk about stuff outside the bases.
Like, you got a red dot on you. What the fuck?
You can't talk about what happened in the base outside the base. But hey, on a podcast, we can talk about it.
Yeah. Because in Germany, essentially, you have a lot of people coming into this area, young, strapping lads. So... You know,
I think you can chat about whatever you want because there are like Navy SEALs that specifically talk about like taking down Bin Laden and shit. So
yeah, that is true. Anyway,
and I doubt they're ongoing things.
So obviously, like imagine there's just like tons of Toms knocking about wanting to like shag about and that. So like naturally you have like all these little pop up like fucking what's a term?
We could have
brothels. Okay,
I suppose that's a little more PG.
Actual prozzies and then
mate. Okay, there's so many. I'll just say it and we'll cut it out later. So like in Germany, across the road from our base, there was this like little house that you'd be able to go in, and you pay like €5 to go in, and then you go up to this door. And like the store, it's like all like from the halfway down. It's
and there's
all,
a little hole at the bottom.
Allegedly, by the way, I've not been in. It's all like.
Wait, did you go in it?
No. It's all, I haven't.
So, Lou, the way you're talking, like, staring out, if you're remembering so this, though?
Yeah. No, this is what's been told to
are
me.
Are you touching your eyes? You're lying now.
But the door was apparently like sticky from halfway down with like just cum and shit.
Oh,
cum and shit.
I think there's a little peephole. And if you look through the peephole, there was this like, apparently like this overweight lady just like fucking playing with herself all day. And like, people would pop in, pay €5
and just wank on the door
and fucking leave.
Oh,
Lou, why did you tell us that? That's so weird.
No, there's so much stuff that happens. Like,
you're finished, yeah?
Because like, it's weird. Like, it's like the higher you go up in the
More you have to pay, and the fit they get,
the more mental. Like, I guess it's like, do you know how rugby people lads are a bit like out there? It's sort of like it's like that.
So on the top floor, it's people doing shooies of poo and vomit from other people's arse cracks.
Which don't you think that
that's what rugby does?
How do you know that?
I got loads of rugby friends.
How many jobs have you had? Because I've had quite a few jobs.
Mate, he had three at one time once.
Yeah, that was a small window, but yeah.
What were the three?
I used to set up. Well, my first job, I worked at the school. And I used to set up goalposts and
what
that,
did
and
you listen
work
to
on reception.
To get you through setting up.
Yeah, so it'd be like a rainy day setting up five nets. I'd be smashing Bon Jovi in. And then,
you got paid to put goalposts up.
Yeah, and you go,
put your nets up. So, like when Sunday League's playing, they need someone to put the nets up.
Someone gets paid to do that.
If they hire the pitch where I was, yeah. But I only had a chair with three legs to like reach the goal.
Also, that just obviously wasn't true because it wouldn't stand up.
No, it is because it sits into the ground and you sort of hold onto the goalpost to keep the
ball. They call those stools, mate.
And then I worked at Sainsbury's Cafe and then I worked at fucking. Golf club.
Doing what? Picking up the range ball.
Driving about and making tea and that.
Oh, as in like you were the buggy guy. You'd come up and go, do you want a drink from the back?
Do you know when you're on the golf range and you're aiming at the guy in the buggy and you think it's all funny? It's not funny, you shit yourself. It's fucking awful. You're there just like chilling, just like thinking about what you're going to have for tea. And it's like, whoosh, like it's fucking awful.
But you got barriers around you, mate.
Huh?
You got barriers. The ball's
yeah, but he's like, you still.
Nah, do you know what? That barrier stuff's bullshit because, yes, there's barriers around it, but the window's still smashed inside. So I'm like, well, at some point it's came through, hasn't it? It's not completely did.
How long was the guy working before you there?
It's like going to a lion enclosure and having like the glass.
We had to get rid of Steve.
I'm not sure about the safety here.
Yeah, what for you or the? Because usually the lion's the lion. Yeah, no, but usually the lion's the issue, mate. Not the humans outside the cage. So they're trapping you in, going, "Oh fucking go, I'm like, oh fucking go, man."
Yeah, but it was good. You're a well traveled man.
I made a big scientific discovery this week.
Go on.
Big scientific. I'm talking mind blowing. I told someone about it. I can't remember who I told. Oh, it was one of the
scientists. Just people on spit it out.
And you know bubblegum, right?
You told the people bubblegum.
I said, yeah.
Not bumblegum.
Who the hell is this weird?
It's not bumblegum. Bumble
congratulations, DMA. Oh, God, we've got that fucking weirdo that's playing in it.
So bubblegum, right? You know the flavour bubblegum?
Yeah.
You know when you have bubblegum?
Yeah.
Do you know what flavour is? Minty banana.
What
so if you eat a mint and then eat a banana...
Is that what it is?
Tastes like bubblegum.
Is it actually minty banana?
Yeah.
No, yeah.
No, it's called bubblegum.
And...
I feel like you...
banana for you to try.
What?
Go on then. I'll give it a go.
You I don't actually have it.
Mint...
Oh.
What?
Yeah.
Right.
But I should have bought it.
Right, so you didn't... Okay.
Jesus Christ.
So obviously I was on the way to the gym once last week and I had a Tic Tac in. Not a Tic Tac, a Smint. And then I finished the Smint. And
oh my God, this isn't even a fact. He just happened to eat banana and mint.
No, but you got to remember he prefaced this with the start of, I made a scientific discovery this week.
This was actually something.
And then I had a banana after my Smint and I was like...
Smint?
Yeah. And then I was like, whoa, tastes like bubblegum. And then, you know what's funny? The people on Soccer Aid were like going like, shit, you know what? That's actually true.
Right.
Wait, you were telling
yeah. Oh. When I was doing the photos and that. And
everyone's standing around in a circle putting a Smint in and then taking a chew of banana going,
mm. Everyone's going, honestly, oh yeah, it does.
No, if you're listening to this right now, have a mint and have a banana and honestly your mind will get blown.
These fucking YouTubers, man.
Yeah, are we seriously letting this guy go on the pitch?
Dude, honestly, try it today, please. I beg you, try it.
His eyes are still red from crying after getting in.
Mate, I promise you, try it.
I will, mate. So you're basically a scientist now, then?
I do make some weird scientific discoveries.
Why didn't you come up
like, if you eat chocolate, like plain chocolate, and then have like Walker's plain crisps after, mainly dairy milk and Walker's plain crisps, sensational flavour.
Yeah, it's like sweet and salty.
Chocolate's really nice. It's like
having sweet and salty popcorn.
Mate. Yeah. Oh. It's like having nuts in chocolate.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of it for me, yeah.
Well, it's a very weird thing because you've just said you like that, so.
But yeah, honestly... Bubblegum is minty banana.
But these aren't scientific discoveries. You just stuff your face.
Okay, Tom.
Sorry.
Okay, well, no.
Do you know what I've figured out? Is a common theme here. All scientific discoveries made by you are food related.
So you just stuff your face with everything and then go, ooh, that tastes like that.
Okay, well, if you don't think it's fucking science, if I asked you a question yesterday, I said, what flavour is bubblegum? You'd be like, oh, I don't know, it's bubblegum flavour. And now I've just told you what taste it is.
No. The flavour is bubblegum. That's what the flavour is.
Well, no.
The constituent parts of whatever they make it up from.
What flavour is vanilla?
No, you know what I mean. Something you can see. It's like what flavors? I don't know what flavors.
Are you trying to sound like
Biscoff? It'd be like a caramelized biscuit.
Would I?
Well, I don't know.
Yeah, but that's an individual. That's its own flavor, though. That's what the flavor is.
Yeah, but some things taste like other things. You can describe.
Yeah, that is fair.
Yeah, of course. But bubblegum is
the artificial flavor.
It's bubblegum. It's minty banana.
I don't think they made the taste of bubblegum by putting mints and bananas together, mate.
Well,
I think that is just the sensation you get in your mouth after having a mint with the banana mix. Just
it's the same as citrus. Citrus is an individual flavour in itself, but it could be made up of...
Lemon and lime.
Well, multiple, and like, different... Yeah, exactly. So citrus flavour can be different based on whether or not...
Orange is a citrus fruit,
yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah,
yes.
It's true.
Cray cray.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, seriously, try it. Honestly, I want you to try it.
I won't be trying that, mate.
Next episode, I'll bring it in and we'll
try it. Okay, you were about to...
This is the number one UK podcast, man. Minty Bass is the shittiest podcast.
You know what's crazy as well? People are commenting down below who have just tried it right now and be like, shit, he's right.
I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm saying...
No, but the flavour can taste similar.
Yeah.
But it's that doesn't make it bubblegum. It's just
otherwise, they'd call it mint banana.
Who's gonna be like, oh yeah, let me get a mint banana flavor? That sounds crap. If you call it bubble gum,
people have
okay. Yeah. So what you figured out is the marketing scheme behind mint banana is actually
right.
Okay.
And you know why it's called bubble gum, right?
Do you know what? Maybe you're right.
It's gum you can blow bubbles with. Crazy.
That's not a flavour though. That's originally why it was called bubblegum. Yeah, yeah, but that's
your
bubblegum flavoured chewies are not
chewies.
All right, fine.
You're fucking weird, mate. Anyway,
well. I'm taking a big breath. I know there's a prep segment here for greatest things or greatest feelings in the world. Uh-huh. I actually think I've got the best one.
No,
I've
got I guarantee one. No one has got mine better than one than mine. So go on then.
Mine's better.
Use the all chat.
Ghost poo wipes.
That's not a feeling.
That's not a feeling.
That's not a feeling.
The feeling after ghost poo where you just go, fuck.
That's more
ghost poos. Ghosties are quality, but
that's like religious.
Yeah, I don't feel this like.
Is that
better than like a last minute winner? No.
The best feeling in the world is when you are so desperate for a wee that you think
that is up there.
And then you go for a wee.
Yeah, like, and you sit there.
Oh, my.
That is definitely up there. That was one of mine. Yeah. I think
that's similar, though, no?
No, because that's a feeling. That's a... Yeah. Oh!
Okay.
Yours is just, oh, get in. I don't even have to wipe.
Yeah.
Oh,
see ya.
Might sound a bit weird, but you know, when you wake up in the morning and you need a number one and a number two, you sit on the toilet and it all comes flooding out and it's like, this bit, oh, so I'm real.
Not that far, that's not as good as having a piss when you really need
fucking
one.
Fucking just empty and everything.
What's your one?
Balls.
Oh, right.
So mine's very, right, so do you know when like...
You know when like,
it sounds weird. So do you know what your foreskin? You might not have experienced this, actually.
I probably haven't. No, mate, explain this to me because this is actually like news.
So like, sometimes you might have like, if you've been with a lass or your girlfriend or whatever, and you might have like one of their long hairs tangled around your foreskin.
That is
and
nice.
And then you find it, you're like, what's this tiny hair?
Or
and
up your arsehole. Sometimes you in your bum crack and you pull it out your bum crack.
But then you pull it and it's like, oh.
Yeah, that is.
But aren't you not scared it's going to like slice your willy over?
No, it's nice. It's like a nice little
piece of hair.
It's like a paper cut, isn't it?
Nah, you can't recreate the feeling, but it's just like, you find a little thing, it's like, oh.
That is very right. That is also very right. Yeah.
And it's very, do you know why it's still good? It's rare. You can't recreate it.
No.
It just happens. And it's a nice morning surprise.
And sometimes,
knowingly,
sometimes, yeah, it's very good. Yeah. So, and sometimes you'll wash, you'll shower, you'll change boxes, and the next day you find one again.
Yeah.
It's just great. But
then does it remind you how much you love her and you miss her?
Yeah.
Her. She? Over his head. I think mine's better. Now, I'm going to need you all to close your eyes. Close your eyes.
I man,
I'm quite
is this, are like, you just going to do ASMR?
No. Everyone, close your eyes and just imagine this. And if you're watching this as well, close your eyes and just imagine driving. This. Right.
Yeah, not when you drive.
You wake up, it's middle to end of May. Right, it's middle to end of May. You wake up about 11 o'clock. What? The sun's...
11?
Yeah, about 10. Okay. Can you just let me tell? Imagine this.
I was getting in the zone there.
Imagine having an audible book and it fucking, yeah. You're like,
I had my eyes so closed and it was just like,
no, what, 11? Not 8 for High Rocks. What are you doing?
Break
are you?
Into an argument.
My head, I had a lovely Jesus. Sunrise. And then it just picturing his stupid head.
But sun don't rise at 11 o'clock, does it?
I didn't say that.
Stargate,
yeah,
please.
Shut up. How about you just shut up and let someone else be the main character for once?
Okay, take a start.
So, it's the middle to end of May. You wake up, the sun is shining, and you look out the window, and there's not a cloud in the sky. And you know full well you've organised a day. You, three of your pals, are heading down to the pub for 12:30 because there's an early kickoff game on, right? But not only that, after that game, there's 3 o'clock games, and it's a full fixture. Not only that, there's a 5:30 game, and not only that, there's an 8 o'clock game.
8 o'clock.
And not only that, there's racing from 12 till 8.
And not only that.
And not only
every
that.
Every betting app is putting on an extra boost.
And not only that, two more lads have just confirmed. Now, the feeling is... Well, keep your eyes closed.
Sorry.
Now, you get to the pub. It's about 12:05. They've set up the telly outside. You can watch the game outside with the sun beaming down. You go to the bar, you get your pint, you sit down. That first sip is the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, it is. And then you look at each other and go...
Then you go, should we order one in? No.
Okay.
That's it.
Why are you crying, Lou?
Nice. How good's that feeling?
It was nice. I still think dick hair is nicer. But
do you know what? I don't think he's registered any of that. I think he's just gone to sleep for about 2.5 minutes.
I just woke up with a headache.
So let us know in the comments what feeling is the best there. And I also, another good feeling, and this, you're going to think I'm weird. Maybe it's not a feeling. When...
Oh, God.
When a man loves a woman. Yeah.
And I'm the guy sitting...
Do you know when sometimes you scratch, like...
What?
Oh, darling, this is going to suck.
You want to do it or not?
Yeah, do it.
When you self-Dutch oven yourself...
That's outrageous.
When you self...
That is not a good feeling.
Is that thinking you're out?
No, when you fart in your covers and fucking release it to your own nose.
I love it so much.
I don't think that's a great feeling. I can't compare that.
Don't you love the smell of your own fart?
Nah, sometimes they're too bad. Oh, do you know what is good though?
The gooch smell.
No.
Okay, never mind. You
know, you'll fart in the morning and you'll go.
He's like, da, 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 da. Oh, what a wonderful day, boys. Oh, what a start.
I've got a mate, right, who, if you fart, he'll hit, say he's from here to that camera, he'll hear you fart, he'll run over and sweep it up.
That is outrageous. That is not...
And his name's Joel, so if you're watching this, Joel, I'm calling you out.
He's a fart sniffer.
He's the fart sniffer.
Oi,
he'll go,
give me your fart.
Yeah.
He was mouth breathing live and direct in the car last night. He was asleep in the car, and you could just hear it coming in and out of his mouth.
I woke up with...
You're like snoring from your mouth.
Can I say, I think I woke up with tongue burn from mouth breathing this morning.
Tongue burn?
I was like, I think my mouth got so dry, it actually started to like slice my tongue open.
What?
And it was like, even after I drank, nothing could quench a certain spot of my tongue because it was so fucked up.
Wait, is it quench?
Yeah, quench. As in, like, quench your thirst.
Fucking hell. I always thought it was clench.
It's another word.
That's like
yeah,
that.
Clench my thirst.
You know another good feeling in the world?
Jesus Christ.
You know when you wake up in the morning and you're like, Mrs. is really warm and you're really cold and you get that first warm hug?
I'm the other way around. I'm always...
I tell you what, mate, there's a lot of people that don't wake up next to people that watch this show. So how are they going to...
Now, could I just,
how do you know? Whoa.
They're a lot of single bachelors.
You say they're all dirty virgins who watch this?
I've just thought of a good one. You know, when you don't have... any responsibilities in the day and then you just accidentally fall off for a little nap in the first...
A nap at any time's amazing.
The first part of that nap where you're just like, I can actually just nap here.
Or when you wake up, when you're absolutely knackered, you have the nap and you wake up and you got dribble everywhere and you wake up and you just go, oh, that's amazing. Yeah. I feel amazing.
Really?
No, you know what I'm
feeling after like 10 bicep curls.
No.
Probably are used in the morning.
What?
Like he's not about that, like because this thing, when I wake up, I look at myself and I'm like fucking hell. It's like Jesus, I'm fucking horrendous.
I'm calling cap on that. There's no way you walk to the mirror and go,
no, because I've
got you look fucking horrible,
right?
Oh god,
this is what I mean.
Jesus,
like. And then my eyes are always like this. And I don't have a chin. I was like,
wait, why is it?
Bearing in mind, he wakes up and goes.
I don't. My lips are dry. My breath stinks. I've got shit everywhere. I've got my Invisalign.
Look, why is it like a lot of people
fucking gremlin?
Like, and I'm like, my girlfriend's there, like, fuck me.
Why do you look so weird about your glasses?
I look like shit. Because you're just so used to seeing him with them.
I didn't need glasses like proper, because, but I was like, I'm gonna wear them.
It's because his,
it up a bit.
It's because his eyes strain so much as soon as he takes them off. It pulses a little bit.
One eye doesn't pull as like weird. It's like when I wake up morning, I close this eye so I can read. Because this one holds me back.
Glasses are a massive part of his features, though. Sorry, it'd be like if I shaved my beard, you'd be like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah, that would be weird.
So you wake up, and the first thing to do to find your glasses is you go...
I don't know where I'm
going. Fire it.
I won't wear my glasses for a bit, so I'll just walk around like this.
Adds a bit of excitement to the morning. Oh,
no, because I can't see as well. So I'm like, I just
close one eye.
So you see better if you close one eye?
Yeah, this one's holding back. There's no, I may as well get it out. It's like fucking not doing anything.
You should get a glass eye. It's for backside.
Oi, have you ever seen that thing? You know when like
we need to get a prostate exam.
You've seen Bisping's
people,
one.
People with one eye, right? People with one eye, yeah? What do they see? What do they see?
Just one for half a field of vision.
Well, do this.
What? No.
Yes.
No, because you see black there. You see darkness, right?
Yes, but this is the field of vision I'm getting.
Yeah, but they don't see anything.
You don't see anything.
It's not.
You don't see black. You don't see anything.
You see nothing, but what's nothing?
No, but you said he had one eye.
Like, so when you close one eye, right, you can't see like darkness in your left eye, right? You only see this, right?
Yeah.
But if you close both, then you can see darkness.
Yeah, because we have optic nerves.
Yeah, that's mental.
No, it's not. It's because there's other light coming in, and it's like, it's, but that's what it is. There's still light coming into your eyes.
When you close one eye, you can't see out of this eye.
Because all you see, oh my God, this is mental.
When you close two, you can see darkness. That's what I'm saying. So
because your other eye is...
How'd that work?
Seeing everything in your field of vision, and then your brain assimilates what is remaining. It's not like it's going, all right, this is... Yeah, it's working out what you're seeing based off one eye.
Do you know your eyes like look up when you close them?
Yeah. Like, have you ever tried to go to sleep? Have you ever had it when you're so tired? When you're so tired, yeah, and you are really.
I reckon when Lewis finishes his day, he's like, right, you've done the work, lads. He just flicks him to the back of his head.
He's a fucking.
Idiot. When you're so tired and you're going to sleep, but you can feel your eyes going backwards.
What is he on about here? Yeah, but yes, I can.
Can you shove like
yeah,
ball
it's almost like
up
falling,
here.
Right?
I can do
yeah,
one.
Horrible, but yeah. It's
isn't it weird? Why is it? I don't like doing it.
I don't like it, but.
You've got two combos going on here.
There's like a home for the ball.
Right, I think that's enough.
Right, guys. Anyway, so that's the end of the show. Let us know if you roll your eyes back at night.
We didn't even do the best thing on this prep sheet either.
What was that?
Which is like death of wife for Power of the Force.
Okay, well, we'll save that one for next
week.
Yeah, stay tuned for the greatest chat next week.
Make sure you rate us. Really does help us out. Actually, if you listen to this on Spotify, rate us on Spotify and Apple Podcasts 5 stars. It really does help us out.
Yeah. Make sure you're subscribing, because every 10K subscribers, we are going to improve the shit set that you keep slating.
30K subs, we're getting a prostate exam together live on the pod.
What?
You agreed to that.
I said I'd get a... You can't do it live.
Wait, you can't. We did it on Idiot Brawl. You just get the curtain.
Mate, you put it in the chat and was like, oh yeah.
Wait, so you two are going to get fingered that side and we're not even going to be...
We'll have a hole in the curtain and we'll like do the pod.
Okay, if this... How many likes did the last podcast get on YouTube? Have a look.
I think we need like a lot of...
It's got to be 5 or 10K minimum.
Yeah, sure. To have a live prostate.
Yeah, that's a lot of
curtain whilst in our fingers.
If we get 10,000 likes on this podcast, because that won't happen,
also to find a doctor that's
willing to do.
Yeah,
it.
Willing to put his finger up.
It's not.
Why we get your doctor from Sainsbury's?
No, because it does normalise it. It normalises. Everyone should get your prostate.
Yeah, right? I agree.
Obviously, we're not of the
what
age.
What if it turns out I've got prostate cancer? Life on air.
Fucking hell. Yeah. So thanks, Billy, because we got 10K likes, guys. We've discovered that Tom has prostate cancer.
Fucking great.
10K likes. It should be fucking 300K views or something on the pod as well. Because
if we get 200,000 views on the pod and 10K likes, we will get a live prostate exam
and have our heads peeking through.
Yeah, so share it around.
150,000 views.
Fucking hell, we were
share it around. That's the only way we're going to get
200,
yeah.
250,000 views and 10,000 likes, we will get a live prostate exam.
Well,
exactly. We're not doing it then, are we?
Don't look after your health, right? Okay.
See you later.
Bye, guys.